You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Tuesday evening, April 21st, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com. News curation. Let's dive in.
Sologenics SNGX highlights patient-centric drug development strategy through reformulation approach. Sologenics highlights its patient-centric drug development strategy through a reformulation approach, aiming to improve access and adherence for patients with chronic rare diseases. CEO Christopher J. Schaber discusses the shift towards a home-based subcutaneous delivery method, emphasizing the importance of aligning therapies with patients' daily lives. This strategic move aims to de-risk later-stage trials and enhance long-term adoption by prioritizing convenience and patient experience.
RockBreaks PowerMax Minerals, Inc. is making strides in the critical minerals race. Exploration companies like PowerMax Minerals are advancing rare earth element projects in Canada and the United States, positioning themselves to benefit from geopolitical pressures. With policymakers in the U.S. and Canada focusing on domestic mining and processing capacity, the urgency to diversify rare earth supply is evident. Tensions between Washington and Beijing further highlight the importance of securing rare earth resources. To learn more, visit the full article at the provided link.
Biomed News breaks: Sologenics Inc. CEO highlights capital discipline as critical to biotech success in PharmaForum analysis. Sologenics Inc. CEO Dr. Christopher J. Kahn. Schaber underscores the importance of capital discipline in navigating a constrained funding environment for biotech success. In a PharmaForum analysis, he highlights the need to align capital, execution, and development strategy to achieve value-defining milestones that attract continued funding. The analysis emphasizes prioritization, partnerships, and non-dilutive funding as key elements in building investor confidence and advancing programs efficiently toward commercialization.
RockBreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc. reported new drill results from its Swanson Gold project, extending gold mineralization below current resource estimates. Deep diamond drill holes revealed significant intercepts, including 2.29 grams per ton O over 68.30 meters. The company stated the deposit remains open at depth and along strike, guiding future drilling at the Val d'Or Quaquec project. Biomed News breaks: Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in Biomed Wire editorial on biotech valuation trends. Oncotelic Therapeutics was featured in a Biomed Wire editorial discussing the increasing recognition of drug pipelines as financial assets under U.S. GAAP, signaling a shift in biotech valuation. The company's diversified pipeline and strategic holdings, like a 45% stake in GMP Bio, valued at over $1 billion, showcase how scientific progress can boost balance sheet value and investor perception.
Biomed News breaks: Nanoviricides NYSC American NNVC highlights NNV-387 as a potential treatment for the global measles outbreak. With over 18,000 suspected cases in Bangladesh and rising numbers in the U.S., the antiviral drug candidate has shown safety in phase 1 trials and efficacy in animal models. It aims to reduce transmission and treat infected patients, seeking FDA designations for orphan and rare pediatric diseases.
Investor News breaks: Max Power Mining Corp. reports shareholder approval of all resolutions and board appointment. Max Power Mining Corp. announced that shareholders approved all resolutions at its annual general and special meeting, including the appointment of Tony Van Berksteden to the board of directors. Over 31 million common shares were voted, supporting key decisions like the reappointment of auditors and setting the board at 6 directors. The company also granted stock options and RSUs to a director under its equity incentive plan.
Andina Copper reports step-out porphyry QMO results. Andina Copper Corporation reports a significant drill intercept from CDH-007 at the Cobrasco project in Choco, Colombia. The drill hole intersected 232 meters at 0.68% Q, 75 parts per million MO, 2 grams per ton AG from 38 meters, expanding the Cobrasco Central QMO porphyry system to the northwest. Results from CDH-007 closely mirror those of CDH-006, with 2 additional holes drilled from the same pad. The mineralized footprint now measures approximately 1,000 meters by 500 meters and remains open in all directions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.